Urban Wine Life on the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good afternoon and welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and we here for our Beaujolais Nouveau. So I had this Beaujolais with my turkey last week. So you know, off to the right, as you see that, is the Beaujolais Village, or Beaujolais Villages. It's from Louis Jadon. And I had that, and then we did the review on that, and I promised that I said right after that, we'll run the Beaujolais Nouveau. So I wanted to start that and then go into a whole different fruitful flavor for the season. So, you know, I wanted to show you those was the difference of the two that I had out. And then I wanted to be able to come back and say, here you go. This is what I'm talking about. These are the actual wines that I'm drinking. But this one is the Beaujolais Nouveau Jean-Claude Debon. It's D-B-E-A-U-N-E. But if you say it in French, it's bon, de bon. So I wanted to have this one because I also had the Georges Debout, and we'll be having that next, but I'm going to drink that a little later because this one is about almost a week out from release. So it's fresh. So I drunk some before, and then here's my second bottle. So I'm opening this up just to get the wine tasting in. And this is what I didn't state the last time. I know I said it last year. If you go back, you'll see the actual video on I think it's the Georges Debout, or actually the Jean-Claude Debout, Debon. You can see that one, but it's the Gamay grape. So if you're really looking to say, what grape is this Beaujolais? This Beaujolais uses the Gamay grape from the Beaujolais region. Like we said, the Beaujolais Village. So if you see this map that I have pulled up, like I had the last time, you have the regions that has the Village, the Cru, and also you have the Nouveau that's all inside of there. So I wanted to do that. So I wanted to show you this right then, and then we'll move directly into the tasting. So now we have just the Beaujolais Nouveau. So if you look at this nice color, it really pretty rich, it's pretty got like a purplish, almost blends in with the actual bottle. But this is the one that I really like more than the actual Georges Debout. I like the Jean-Claude Debon a lot better. So let's get a flavor. Let's get the aroma. Get a quick sniff from this. So I think I said it. I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but this one almost has it has that strawberries, but it has like a strawberry soda. You know what I mean? It has that almost texture of not quite real strawberries. It's hard to pronounce, almost like a candy type strawberry, not really like a fresh strawberry. So it's really, really different. That's why I kind of like this one. And then when you jump into it, it's really, really good. But I let this breathe too. And this is young. So once again, if you're having a Beaujolais, especially as a Nouveau, drink it young. You have some of the older Voulages and the Beaujolais or the Cru, those that you can have a couple of years down the line. But these Nouveau, they go down quickly because these are really, really seasonal. So get it early, I think really mid-December, and then you'll be ruined, you know, if you're trying to get into it from that. So let's get a taste and let you know what it tastes like. So smooth, light body. Remember I said with the other Beaujolais, light body. not really heavy on any tannins, so it's not sitting on my tongue, not really doing anything amazing, but you got that slight fruitiness of berries. It's more like a light berry. So they stayed almost to the point of like last year's, that is a light strawberry, light berry, light raspberry, you know, like a fresh raspberry that really barely has flavor, but when you bite into it, you're like, oh, this is a raspberry. It's like really light raspberry to strawberry taste, but very light. Great, nice fruity aroma as well. So really something nice that you could just have, and it'll complement like the cranberries if you had that. I had some sweet potatoes. It complemented the gamey type turkey. So this gamey grape is really, really complementary to those slightly sweeter type meals. Chicken and poultry, it goes really, really well with. But this, once again, not too different. So if I expected something different, I did not get it. I got really what I had the previous year. And it's okay. It's okay having what you had. Sometimes you would think that a new vintage will bring along something new, but it didn't. And I'm okay. So 2018 Beaujolais Nouveau from Jean-Claude Debon. And we'll get into the Georges Desbois or Desbois next time. And I'm going to try to drink that before the 15th, before it starts taking its dive. So we'll go from there. But thank you so much for stopping by Urban Wine Life. Follow me on my website, urbanwinelife.com. And also, which is really, really interesting, we got ourselves on the top 30 best wine podcasts that you can subscribe and listen to. So we're on the top 30 podcasts. FeedSpot had us featured, but the top 30, we was number 10. So thank you so much, our friends on Twitter and Facebook. That's what you got us to. So we really want to thank you for getting us in the top 30 wine podcasts. And, you know, we in there with big podcasts like Wine Enthusiasts and Wine Road, Napa Valley Academy, Crew Podcast, and it's a couple of other ones. But we're number 10, Urban Wine Life. And I have the link associated there, so you can kind of click on that and you'll see all the other ones. But thank you so much for getting us recognized as being in the top 30 wine podcast. So thank you very much, urbanwinelife.com. Every podcast download, we are there. That's how they probably found me too. And hit me up on Twitter or Bougie Black Bro on the gram, on Instagram. So hook me up right there. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you next time on Urban Wine Life. Peace.